true.
Pump show.
Pump show.
The Pump Show.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of your favorite internet repository for drunken banter and drunken banter, the Pub Show. This is your host DC, as always. I'm flying solo today from the normal crew. Everybody bailed on me, apparently. The summer is treating them too nice because Metal Mike is in Europe. The dude is indisposed, apparently. He got caught up in an episode of The Big Lebowski and just couldn't break away. So we tried to hook up with him on the Skype or Google Talk or any internet audio chat deal and couldn't get that to work. So whatever. But I'm happy to say that we got my bro here, J-Dog, fresh from the West and the South, and he's pretty much been spending some time all over the place.
How you doing? You can call me J-Dog or whatever. You know, J-Dog works, or, you know, you can call me by what my friends know me as, my internet name, the email name there. Dragon Slayer 68. But no, I'm just kidding, actually.
Dragon Slayer. You slayed any dragons?
Only big ones.
Oh, nice.
And only in my mind.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Whatever works. Well, that's cool, man. It's good, good to have you here. How's your summer going so far?
So far, so good. Spent a little bit of it down in Mississippi. Some nice humid heat down there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, had some days where, you know, sweat is... It's an interesting thing, especially when it's dripping off of your shirt and it's not on you anymore. But
right.
Whatever.
Yeah, I hate humid heat. I can handle the dry stuff, no problem. But even up here, the past few weeks have been kind of heinous at times.
It's nice a little right bit humid, but I still haven't sweat more than like twice since I got back.
Yeah, I'm sure. This is nothing compared to what you've been dealing with. But whatever. So glad to have you here at the Pub Show. Have you had a chance to partake in any of the Pub Show stuff? I know you've been kind of busy and haven't had a chance to listen, but since you got back, I put some of it in front of you. What are your thoughts so far?
Well, even when I was away, I still had an opportunity to listen to the episodes. And honestly, like, I love the stuff that you guys talk about. It cracks me up every time.
Nice.
What I'd have to say, though, is my favorite would have to be the commercials.
Yeah?
Let
the Hurry Up Vodka?
Works every time.
Nice.
but, no, seriously, I could really go for a corn dog right about now. Just thinking about those commercials, and I'd love a corn dog.
Love some corn dogs. Well, cool. I guess in the spirit of the summer, I should probably crack you a brew then. So here, let me grab you one.
Cool. All right.
There you go.
What is this? Miller High Life?
It's what I got, man. What's the problem with it? It's the champagne of beers, bro.
If you have to advertise that you are the champagne of beers, it's beer. When I drink beer, I want to drink beer.
What's
Miller High Life
this?
Is like water that you poured into a glass that just contained actual beer.
What are you
Miller
saying?
Miller High Life. You can't go much lower than Miller High
Life. What are you talking
Life.
About, man? Just because it's $6.35 for a 12-pack of bottles doesn't mean that it doesn't taste amazing. And it gets
I
the
could
job
get more
done,
drunk
so.
Off of water. But whatever. I guess I'll take this and I'll drink
well,
it.
Well, if you have to, you got your other
if
drink
If anything,
here.
I'll just have to pee.
What is this, just some pop you got in this glass? What is that?
Oh, there's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of, you know, stuff that dreams are made of.
Nice.
Namely 151.
Well, anyways, welcome to the show, everybody. It's summer, so if you've been reading the posts, the Pub Show is pretty much in autopilot, you might say, for the time being. Just kind of whenever it gets together, it gets together. And if people give us some topics to talk about or stuff that they want to hear, or just give us a call, we'll put you on the show, whatever. But the summer's in full swing. It's been great so far, catching a lot of sun, drinking a lot of beers.
Yes, definitely.
At least a few.
Just not that crap that you call beer.
Whatever, man. It's amazing. I've said it before. I'll say it again. They don't call Milwaukee's best the best of Milwaukee if it's not the best of Milwaukee. I mean, that's why they give it the name.
But we're not drinking Milwaukee's best.
But Miller High Life is the champagne of beers. You drink champagne when you want to drink champagne, and you drink the champagne of beers when you want to drink the champagne of beers. I don't know any other beer that can say that they're the champagne of beers.
If I'm going to drink champagne, I damn well better be celebrating.
Well, however it is, I think it's great. We got a few things to talk about, usually some of the current event type of things. It just kind of depends on what they are. If I find some random stuff on the internet that sounds fun to talk about, I mean, it's pretty much whatever you'd talk about at the bar.
Yeah.
I'll bring it up and pass it around the table, see what people think. Metal Mike is in Europe. He hit us up a couple times. I haven't posted the audio yet, but he left a couple voicemails and wished us a happy 4th. We're going to try and hook up with him maybe later if he's available. He's got a busy week. He's going to Ireland, so maybe we'll hook up with him in the when he's in Ireland. Cook, our Southwest correspondent, is going to maybe hit up with us later. And if the dude can break away from the Big Lebowski for long enough, maybe we'll hook up with him a little bit online, too. So it's the pub show. Googlepages.com. Tell your friends.
Don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you're fucked up. You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded. What I do is just like you know, like, you know what I mean? Like...
Makes me want to squeeze into my badass red jeans.
This is the pub show. We're going to call this section the prank call section. We're just going to hit up some random people and see what happens.
But first, a word from our sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the best product reinvention since the toaster could take two at once.
Toast.
From the humble beginnings of the 1000 model, it has been passed down through the generations and not much has changed till now. The Turbo Nipple Twister 5000. High torque, high power, high pleasure. Included is the 32-page scratch and sniff instruction booklet. Simple to use, one-touch controls will send you into ecstasy, not for the weak of heart. With four settings like good game, harder baby, you know how I like it. Right there, that's the oh yeah. And uh-oh, where did they go? You'll be a slave once you try it. The Turbo Nipple Twister 5000.
If it was good enough for my daddy, I kind of figured it would be good enough for me. He said, if it was good enough for my daddy.
So who are we calling right now, J-Dog?
Right now it's going to be a buddy of mine. His name's Alex. And actually, I messed with him not too long ago. He left his computer unlocked, and I decided that that would be a good opportunity to surf the internet, find a picture of some manly stud, and set it at his background with a little bit of text added saying something along the lines of, I like it when Alex is balls deep in my ass. Have a nice weekend, honey. And it was beautiful.
Wow. Horrible.
So I say let's give him a call. What shall we do to this guy?
Just call him. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out as we go. Call him as, tell him that, pretend that you're a, that you work at a sex shop and that his sex toy is in.
Hello?
Hello, is this Alex?
Yes.
Alex, hello, this is Hakeem from down at the boutique, and, we have your device that you ordered the Nipple Twister 5000.
Yeah, really, do you?
Yes, yes, it is in stock now. I am very sorry that we did not have it when you ordered it, but we do have it in stock now, and if you would like to come down to our establishment and pick it up, anytime that you would like to come in, we are available and at your service, if you know what I mean.
Really? What was it I ordered again?
The Nipple Twister 5000.
I thought it was the 6000 I got.
Oh, my mistake. Oh, no. Okay, well, we may have to reorder. If you would like to come in and test out the 5000, I can show you exactly how it works. But until then,
I don't think the 5000 is going to be strong enough for me.
I'm sorry. I can't do it anymore. Dude, that's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. You've helped very much.
Who is it?
All right. We are now going to call who?
This is Stinky.
All right, Stinky it is. Here we go. You talking first?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll put you on. You're the manager.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, is this Stinky? Hello, hello.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, is this, I have you down here as Stinky?
Who?
Is this Stinky? I don't know, that's what's written on the form, man. This is Ed from Ed's Sex Toys, down here in, Bloomfield, Missouri.
I think you got the wrong number.
No, dude, it says Stinky right here, and this is the number. I was calling because your Turbo Nipple Twister 3000 just came in. There's a slight problem with it. There was a recall on it. Apparently, the torque was set too high or something, so it was a little bit delayed, but we got the new models in, and it is ready for you whenever you want to pick it up.
Is that right?
What's that? If there's a problem with it, you can always talk to my manager. His name is Hakeem. He can maybe help you out if you got a problem with the order. You know, I'm really sorry about the delay, but I think that this will we can get something figured out. Let me put you on with my manager.
Hello, hello. This is Hakeem. How may I help you? Is there a problem? Hello, sir.
Nice.
Yes, this is Hakeem down here at Ed's Sex Toys. Is there a problem with the Nipple Twister 3000?
Yeah.
What is exactly the problem? Because we ordered it so that you could come and pick it up, but so far, you know, we have not heard from you. All right, time to call a buddy of mine and tell him his product has come in.
Hello?
Hey, is this Mr. Eel?
This is...
Yes, sir. I'm sorry?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm calling from Ed's Sex Toys down in Bloomfield, Indiana. And I just want to let you know that your the Nipple Twister 3000 you ordered was on back order for a while because of a... there was sort of a problem with it. They were going to do a recall before they sent it out. At any rate, we wanted to give you a free upgrade to the Nipple Twister 5000. And I know that there's, you know, there shouldn't be any price difference as far as you're concerned. What you paid for will be what you get, but we're going to upgrade you for free.
Oh, well, fantastic.
That's what I'm saying. We've had a lot of complaints and stuff, but here's my manager. He can take care of the rest of that for you. I just wanted to make a courtesy call and let you know it was going to be all set.
Hello, yes, this is Hakeem.
Hello.
Hello, yes, Mr. Elalt, or Elalt. I'm not sure how to say your name, I apologize. Yes, you were speaking with my associate about the upgrade from the Turbo Nipple Twister 3000 to the 5000. Yes, we apologize, there has been a slight delay because of a recall. Apparently, there was a little bit too much torque on the 3000, if you know what I mean. But, you know, the 5000, there are no such glitches, and you will be guaranteed miles and miles of pleasure.
So the 3000 had too much support. Why am I getting so much feedback from your phone?
I do not know, sir. It could be because...
This is really pissing me off. I really appreciate you would send me 2 5000 instead of just one and fix your phone. Thank you and goodbye.
It was good enough for my daddy. I kind of figured it would be.
Well, that was pretty good, J-Dog. I'm glad we ended up doing this. I think that these guys got more than they were bargaining for with this Nipple Twister 5000 action.
Honestly, I have two of them at home, and they are wonderful. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways,
have you got it headed up to the highest setting yet, or
I don't dare go that.
No, I bet not. I don't want to lose them. All right, well, we're gonna take a little break, get some more random news type of things in order, and call up our boy Cook, the Southwest correspondent, and get him in the mix. We'll see what comes up next.
All right, sounds good. Time for some current events.
All right, guys, check it out, thepubshow.googlepages.com.
Tell your friends.
It's that time again. Last call in. You still haven't sealed the deal with that little hottie you've been chatting up at the bar all night. You've been buying your drinks and spinning mad game, but nothing seems to be working. Perhaps your game's broke, or it's just her cock-blocking friend. Whatever the deal, you definitely need some help, friend. So here's what you do.
2 shots of hurry-up raspberry-flavored vodka, please.
Hurry Up Raspberry Flavored Vodka is tuner proof, so it'll get her good and smashed real quick. And our distilling process makes it taste like a 10 proof beverage, so it goes down smooth, just the way the ladies like it. And to guarantee you'll seal the deal, Hurry Up Raspberry Flavored Vodka is laced with an untraceable amount of roofies. So we've got no excuses. Go out there and get them, Tiger. Wow.
Thanks, Hurry Up Raspberry Flavored Vodka. I took Eleanor and her cock blocking friend home.
Not responsible for direct, indirect, incidental, or consequential damages resulting from any defect, error, or failure to perform.
As she said,
void or prohibited. Some assembly required.
As she said,
batteries not included.
As she said,
contents may settle during shipment.
As she said,
use only as directed. No other warranty expressed or implied. Do not use while operating a motor vehicle or heavy equipment. Postage will be paid by the addressee.
That's what she said.
Subject to approval. This is not an offer to sell securities. Apply only to affected area.
That's what she said.
Maybe too intense for some viewers. For recreational use only. If condition persists, consult your physician.
That's
not use your serviceable parts inside. Fresh
as she said
before the stayed on carton.
That's what she said.
Subject to change without notice. Times appropriate. Simulated
That's what
picture.
She said.
No postage necessary if mailed in the United States. Breaking seal constitutes acceptance of agreement.
That's what she said.
For off-road use only.
That's what she said.
One size fits all.
That's what she said.
Contains a substantial amount of tobacco ingredients.
That's definitely what she said.
Colors may in time fade.
That's
when wet.
What she said.
Office use only.
That's what she
Not
said.
Affiliated with the American Red Cross. Keep cool. Process promptly.
That's what she
At
said.
Participating locations only. Substantial penalty for early withdrawal.
That's what she said.
Avoid
oh!
contact with skin.
That's what she said.
Sanitize for your protection.
That's what she
Keep
said.
Away from fire or flame.
That's what she said.
Reproduction strictly prohibited.
That's what she said.
This product is illegal in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and Guatemala.
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Back with the pub show, we got DC, your host, and the newcomer J-Dog.
What's going on?
And now we're hooking up with Cook, the Southwest correspondent.
Hello, good gentleman.
What's up, Cook? So we got a couple things to talk about, but I wanted to ask you how your week's been. It's been a minute since I talked to you, and we didn't really actually get you on the show too much. We had some technical difficulties, which is, I think, pretty much how we roll over here at the pub show. But
Pretty common occurrence.
Yeah. So
I actually started the pub show, but the connection's so bad that I can't even be on it.
Yeah, exactly. he's the founding member, and we had to take it over. Last time we talked to you, you were finishing up a softball game. Any good softball stuff going on? Did they start letting you guys drink on the field?
Negative Ghost Rider. We're 1-5, I think.
Not good at all.
No. No.
Well, I'm sitting over here drinking a Miller High Life, the champagne of beers.
Do we really need to go into that again? The champagne of beer, seriously. Either I'm going to drink champagne or I'm going to drink beer. If I want to drink beer, I'm going to drink beer.
It's not that it's the champagne. It's not supposed to taste like champagne. It's to the quality level of champagne
right.
of beer.
The bubbly. Well, he gave me his take on Miller High Life is...
I once likened... Miller High Life to water that was just poured into a glass that previously contained actual beer.
That's pretty good. Yeah. But it's $1.50.
That's what I'm saying. I bought a 12 pack for $6.50 plus deposit, so can't
wow.
really go
well,
back.
Well, at the bar around here, the boathouse around here, man, $1.50 all
yeah.
day.
We just had a, what did we just have, a Old Style for yeah. a buck.
Nice.
A can of Old Style. What are you sipping on?
That's Wrigley Field's finest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I don't think I've ever been there.
Oh, that's too bad.
Anything else going on with you?
What's up? What?
I was like, what? Anything else going on with you that's noteworthy before we dive into some of the stories we wanted to discuss?
I think I might be addicted to video games.
Really?
Welcome yeah, to the club.
Ever since I was 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm 30 going. Now, so it's a pretty substantial addiction, I think.
Yeah, it sounds this is serious. Do we need to have an intervention or something, or is it affecting
no,
your life?
No, I'm not stealing credit cards for her, so I think I'm okay.
Nice. Man, I was so into video games for a while, and then I got out of it, and now I'm finding some time to get back into it a little bit.
You it's not like World of Warcraft, 3. Is it?
Yeah, you're not playing any World of Warcraft, are you?
No, I can't get into that kind of stuff. I play Call of Duty 4 online.
Nice.
Oh, okay, because I've seen people that, like, World of Warcraft has literally ruined their lives.
Yeah, believe that.
3 guys staying up all night just so that they can, like, level up the character or something.
Oh, yeah.
I have no clue. I just know that it was pathetic.
Well, hopefully doing something like this will keep you out of trouble on that end. We'll keep you digging for stories or something and finding more tasty sausage for us to eat down there.
Nice.
That's one of the things I wanted to cover maybe before we get into this. Too bad we couldn't get Dude on with us, but the Dude and I are planning on a road trip down to...
The sausage fest that you were talking about?
Yeah, your neck of the woods. I apologize. I've been referring to it as the sausage fest. Is it? What is the actual event that we're coming to partake
in? It's the Venetian Festival in St. Joseph, Michigan. You know, growing up as a kid, it's the funnest thing to do all year round around here. Like
yeah.
300,000 people come from out of town, so it's just fun. But now it's a pain in the ass because there's so many fucking punk-ass
yeah.
white trash kids and whatever.
Yeah.
So I just throw a barbecue at my house. This is going to be the second annual barbecue.
Yeah.
I got a big yard. We got tents, tables, outdoor games, foosball, football, yeah. badminton.
Is there plenty of sausage?
You know, we don't even have any sausage. It's just burgers and dogs.
Yeah.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Oh, man. Well, I want to try some of those dogs you were showing me, the pictures. That one is great. The dude is eating this gigantic sausage or hot dog or whatever.
It's a Chicago dog, man.
That's how they roll, apparently, down in your neck of the woods. We're going to have to come and check it out. So, well, cool. We're looking forward to that. We'll try and do a remote or something down there, I suppose, huh?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, I surf the internet, you know, in my downtime. And I always come across some weird... crazy stories about stuff. This one is pretty recent, July 3rd. Appleton, Wisconsin. A couple in Wisconsin telephoned people in the middle of the night, or telephone police in the middle of the night after finding a man in their basement covered head to toe in barbecue sauce.
Are you serious? I hate barbecue sauce.
Yeah, why couldn't it be like honey mustard or something, right?
Give me some like sweet and sour, maybe.
Man, ranch. Ranch goes good on anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially yes, human flesh.
Yes.
Well, but so, of course, it kind of begs the question, what the hell is this dude doing covered in barbecue sauce? He told police officers that he was in urban camouflage. The homeowner said that they woke up to whistling sounds. The husband grabbed his shotgun and headed toward the basement where he found the sauced up intruder.
Nice.
He held him at gunpoint until the police arrived. The guy told officers that he had covered himself in barbecue sauce because he wanted to hide
from the government.
That's exactly what it says. I'm surprised he wasn't wearing like a, you know, a
no.
A
was
hat.
He sauced up while he was sauced up? Or
I don't know. He must have been.
I would hope so. Because
well, if you mean by excuse. Sauced up, he was smoking crack.
Yes. Yeah, something.
I would hope so. You'd have to have a pretty good excuse for being covered head to toe in barbecue sauce.
Maybe he tried to smoke a chicken.
There you go.
Could be.
I don't know. But, you know, that's the type of guy you'd see, like, wearing a hat made out of you know, aluminum foil or something to so that the government can't read his thoughts.
Yeah.
But apparently right. He's facing burglary charges, though, despite the condition of his mental state, I guess.
What I wonder, though, is how does barbecue sauce equate to urban camouflage?
it's interesting when you dive into some of the psychiatric stuff about that. People just think the most twisted stuff. It doesn't make sense in your head, but it makes sense in their head. There's a...
Well, you know, the dog told him to do it, so right. Why not?
Well, yeah. If you listen back to some of the first pub shows, the dude and I talked about in Europe, they're selling for $20 a piece CDs for your dog to listen to, and it's inaudible to humans. It just sounds like nothing, but apparently it's music for your dogs. So the dude was worried that you'd be hearing that, and maybe there were subliminal messages for your dog to, like, kill your owner or whatever, so maybe this dude can hear, you know.
It's teaching your dog to shit on your floor.
Exactly. They do that anyway.
Or they're just making lots of money selling CDs full of, well,
nothing.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm like, these guys are just making bank, $20 for some blank CDs? All right.
Who pays $20 for a CD with music on it?
Right, even? True, anymore. Well, I guess if you go to Fi or CD Warehouse or any of those places in the mall. But I don't...
That's where you get all the old stuff.
Who pays for CDs anymore, period?
Right.
So, whatever. Well,
when you could just download it all.
Yeah. I'll just bust through some more of these. This is an old news clipping. You guys ever read the newspaper and you see, like, the section that has, like, the crimes that have been committed or people that had jury trials or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, this is in the burglary section of some newspaper from back in 2003, but I thought it was interesting enough to talk about, and it kind of had the same feel to it, having to do with crazy asses in the basement. A 38-year-old man reported that his home was invaded on September 9th, whenever. The man said that he was sitting home alone masturbating and watching a pornographic movie when a man came down into the basement holding a gun and started to videotape him. That in and of itself, I don't know, I mean, I guess you want to be honest when you're talking to the police, but I would be like, yeah, I was doing laundry down here. But of course, they could have had the videotape, and, you know, the right. Evidence would have made him perjure himself. So apparently, the man who was intruded said that before the intruder left, he fed this guy's dog some mushrooms, and the dog died.
What a waste of mushrooms.
I know, right? I mean... Even if they weren't psychedelic mushrooms, I don't know what this dude is doing. Who breaks into a house to videotape somebody jerking it?
Like, how do you know that somebody's down in the basement whacking off? I mean, yeah. That's a good pick. The guy must be psychic. Yeah. It's like, whoa, somebody must be whacking off here. The lights are on, but no one's home.
Yeah, gotta dive into the basement and see if I can catch this on tape.
Yeah.
So, whatever,
make sure,
man.
I bring my mushrooms.
That wouldn't freak me out unless he was covered in barbecue sauce.
Right, that's what I was thinking. Just combine the two, and that might have been, you know, maybe they could have been like soulmates or something. If the guy would have had barbecue sauce on, maybe the guy that was whacking it has a fetish
maybe
for barbecue sauce.
Maybe it's a serial basement burglarist whack-off barbecue guy.
I think I've seen a porn that started that way.
My gosh. Nice. Maybe it was one this guy was watching.
Exactly.
They usually end that way.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. A little sauce. I don't know about barbecue, but...
Yeah.
That'd probably smell kind of funny.
Well, I got a couple other ones here. This one is, it kind of threw me because I don't know if it's a joke or not.
Bukkake.
No. Barbakaki. apparently, there's a new beverage that's gaining popularity in the South. This says especially Houston. And it's
clean
it's
water.
Yeah, that's. Jeez. Yeah, they're hurting for that down there. Yeah. This is a new drink called Drank. D-R-A-N-K. Apparently, this company, not content with following the herd of energy drinks that hits the market, Drank is the antithesis of energy drinks. It is the anti-energy drink whose slogan is slow your roll. It's purple, it's carbonated, and it's infused with melatonin, which isn't that what you get? Isn't that like what turkey has? No, that's...
No, that's tryptophan.
Tryptophan. Trichinosis, whatever.
Melatonin is like what your brain releases when you sleep or something.
Oh, nice. So it's got melatonin, valerian root, and rose hips, which give it a sedating effect. So it's,
rose hips.
So wait a minute. This is an anti-energy drink. It kind of sounds like beer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It makes
know.
You tired and you want to fall asleep after you drink it.
So it's sounds basically right. A waste of a drink because it does the same stuff as beer, except for get you
drunk.
Up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what though? I don't think beer makes you tired. I think if you do anything consistently for 4 hours, would make you tired.
Yeah, that's
so I
true.
Don't think it's the beer itself.
Right, but it's, you know, it's supposedly a downer. I mean, beer is a suppressant or any alcohol, you know. But for me, I always get more talkative and energized when I drink beer, unless you're sitting around not doing anything. That's, like you said, that, you know, it's the act of not doing anything that makes you tired. So, well, the last bit of news that I wanted to let you guys know about is a 13-year-old, I'm assuming this is a boy.
Yeah, it says it right there.
A 13-year-old from Texas stole his dad's credit card and ordered two hookers from an escort agency. He's been convicted of fraud and given a three-year community service order. Yeah,
it's a lot of community service.
He's a 13-year-old boy, and he took his dad's credit card and spent $30,000.
Holy shit!
Playing Halo,
wow.
Playing Halo with a couple of hookers in a Texas motel. What I want to know
awesome.
Is how I mean, oh all right, gosh. there's so many things that are wrong with this. First of all, the kid stole the dad's credit card, but if you're gonna do it, at least do it right. You're gonna order hookers and just have them play Halo with you?
Yeah. I just pay for good company.
You
I don't,
know
I don't
that
have
kid
any friends.
Had to have gotten him to do more than that.
You hope so, man. But 13, does he even know what to do with it?
Dude, $30,000? Those vaginas better be made out of platinum or gold or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, something.
Playing Halo.
Well, and who knows? I mean, maybe they were good on Halo and upped his ranking or something.
Dude, he was probably laying back getting a BJ playing Halo,
yeah, right.
You know?
These kids... said that they had just made a big score at a World of Warcraft tournament and wanted to get some relaxation. So
wow.
it sounds like World of Warcraft is the root of all evil, not money.
Nice. I would make that assumption probably.
Well, that's all I got for those.
Until your kid spends $30,000 of your money that you haven't earned yet.
Yeah, exactly. Credit is bad, especially for hookers. Really all I'm looking forward to is the Venetian Fest.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time, man. Loverboy's coming.
Are
What's
you
up?
Serious?
Loverboy.
I want to
Fuck
see
yeah,
Loverboy.
Dude.
What is Loverboy?
Loverboy? Hold on. Loverboy.
Is that a band or something? I really hope so. It's not like a boy band or something like NSYNC or whatever.
No, it's an 80s band.
Oh, actually, I think I might have heard
of it. I know I've heard of them, but I couldn't tell you.
I'm Wikipedia-ing it right
yeah.
now. The old lady is going to New Orleans for a week, so it's going to be a long week.
Yeah.
I've been there. Actually.
She's gonna
be
there back
about a month ago.
She's gonna be back by the time the party is, right? That's your
guys'
party,
isn't it? Yeah, the night
before. Cool.
Have you been to New Orleans?
Have I? No.
Oh, you're missing out. It's fun. Go down on Bourbon Street, and it's just a drunk fest. It is alcohol everywhere.
I believe it.
It's beautiful.
That in all the bars around here too. So.
Well, yeah, but no, this isn't a bar. This is an entire street where it's just a street of alcohol because down there in New Orleans, like, they don't have any open container laws or anything. So, I mean, you could be driving, drinking a beer, so long as you're not driving drunk. They don't care. And
have
I
you
mean,
ever been to Tijuana?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, check that out, my friend. You can drive drunk as much as you want.
Really?
Yeah, just don't let them catch you as an American driving in Tijuana. They'll pull you over.
That's not good. Oh, what is this we hear? A little bit of Loverboy?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Maybe I'll go take a nap.
Yeah, I know this.
Dude, this sounds like... Is Chef going to start singing or something?
Could be. Well, I'm excited now. I was kind of on the fence about coming. If Loverboy's going to be there, I'm coming.
Sheesh.
Yeah, listen to that guitar. Well, that's good stuff.
You better believe it.
We're supposed to talk with Mike. He's in Europe now, but haven't heard from him. He's got 5 hours ahead of us, so it's pretty late there right now. Venetian.org, huh?
Yeah. Loverboy, Friday, 9 p.m. We'll be able to hear it from my yard.
That's excellent, dude. Well, so cool. We got some foreshadowing in the pub show. All right, man. We'll let you go for now, but have a good week, man. We'll talk with you Friday, I'm sure.
All right, man. Looking forward to it.
All right, us too, man. Take it easy.
Later.
Go, 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 go on, love. It's my birthday. You look tarty, love. It's my birthday. I'll buy you a Bacardi, love. It's my birthday. And you know I'm having a laugh. It's not my birthday. You can find me in the pub with a pint of bud. Look, love, I got a fiver if you let me see your jugs. I'm in the playing darts, I ain't eating the growing shrubs. So come fill up my mug before my bag gets subbed. You can find me in the pub with a pint of bud. Look, love, I got a fiver if you let me see your jugs. I'm in the playing darts, I ain't eating the growing shrubs. So come fill up my mug before my bag gets stuck. When I pull up out front, you see my fox all Nova. When I hit the bar, it's 10 pints before I'm over. I came to watch the game because I'm a Blackburn Rover, and I munch on M&M's while I'm down in Smirnova. But only nothing's changed, cash down, bottoms up, and I got a paper cut from rolling my Rizzler up. If you watch our move, you'll mistake me for a geezer, a gimp, because I fell down my stairs and now I walk with a limp. In the crap bits of Watford, they say 50 you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like a lesbian cop. But go to him or Hempstead and they'll tell you I'm crazy, because I once got drunk and humped a statue of a lady. But I'm fully focused now, tea and coffee on my mind. Got a part-time job in the daily grind. Now this girl's just, she likes my hair, she likes my car. Her friend is fit, but she's as ugly as you can find me in the pub with a pint of bud. Look, love, I got a fiver if you let me see your jugs.
Well, it's been another fantastic pub show thanks to you, J-Dog. I'm glad you came out, man.
Glad I could visit.
Hopefully we can get you in on this again. I know that you won't be here for a little while, but maybe we can do remote with you, get in over the internet or something. And
that works.
Get you involved, because this has been pretty fun, man. Maybe we'll prank call some of your friends another time.
Definitely.
Good times. Well, until then, you know, stay safe. I tell you to stay sober, but we know you won't do that.
Exactly.
You know, tell a friend about the pub show if you guys like it. Just tell one person, that's all right. Tell 10 people.
I was going to say, nah, tell two.
Well, you got to do your job then. Now that you're part of it, you're going to have to be working the game down on the south side. We got, I don't know what we're going to call him yet, so I won't say his name, but we got another buddy in South Carolina, North Carolina, one of the Carolinas that wants to maybe get involved too. All
right.
And we got people all over the country wanting to do this, so it might be kind of cool. Next time, we'll probably hook up with the Mikey J, Metal Mike, and get that all done. And who knows, if you guys got any requests, send them in. We thrive on the requests. Hit us up in the C-Box.
Any news articles, anything weird or interesting, bullshit.
Yeah, whatever you want to talk about when you go out with your friends. That's what it's all about here at the pub. I mean, drinking or not, it's just fun to chit-chat.
Yeah, because who goes to the club and is just like, I just want to dance.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, cool. Until next time, this is the Pub Show.
Pub Show.
See ya.